Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 849 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Brad, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is Design Crowd. You know, so if you're stuck with ideas on how to develop your logo, website, or business cards, or any other design-related things, check out Design Crowd. It's a website that helps businesses crowdsource custom graphics from over 500,000 designers worldwide. So it doesn't matter what kind of business you have, you can get a perfect custom design every time or your money back. So here's what you have to do. Go to designcrowd.com/askpat, and you can learn more and download your free guide to crowdsourcing, plus get $100 off your next design when you enter the promo code askpat. That's designcrowd.com/askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Brad.
Hey, Pat, this is Brad Hobbs from bradhobbs.com. I first have to say how much I appreciate all that you do. And, you know, you are young enough to be my son, but you're wise enough to be my dad. And so it's really interesting every time I listen to your wisdom and insights. So thank you for that. Hey, my question is, I've had a blog now for about 2 years, and I'm just getting that around to where I am comfortable with my main categories and tags, and I'd like to go through and recategorize all of my blog posts. But I don't know if that hurts the cause, if that would completely confuse Google, or if there is some benefit to doing that. So any insight on that would be greatly appreciated. And again, thanks, Pat, for all you do.
Hey, Brad, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate your kind words there. It's awesome. So recategorization or retagging, what can happen when you do that? If you're taking a smart effort in terms of doing it, unlike what many of us do when we just start our blogs for the first time, which is we kind of make things up as we go, we're figuring things out. Some things might only have one piece of content in the category, or we tag something only once. That is actually not good. So it's great that you're coming back to this and actually reorganizing everything. And I double-checked this. I did some research. For example, I want to quote from an article on toprankblog.com, which is very high-end information about SEO and things like that. There's a tip about common SEO mistakes to avoid, and this is number 21, actually, the last one. Save the best for last, right? And this is number 21, having too many blog categories or tags. This is a mistake to avoid. When you create a blog category or tag, you're essentially creating a new page on your website that can be indexed by crawlbots. However, if those categories or tags don't have a decent amount of content associated with them, you could be signaling thin content to search engines, and it could potentially hurt your crawl budget. Tip: remove categories or tags that contain orphaned content and retag or recategorize that content within a relevant and more robust category. So all this to say, Brad, that you're along the right lines of thinking, and so it can't really hurt the cause, because if you're doing this to just better organize your brain and better organize sort of the experience and the navigation and the organization that humans have when they come on your site. Well, it's going to benefit Google, which is going to benefit your website. So this goes along with the sort of content audit thing that's been very popular lately. So the best way that it's described is it's similar to writing a book, right? When you write a book, you go through the first draft, and the first draft is always just kind of a mess, right? Because you're sort of putting it together as you go. Well, that's what blogs are. Blogs are first drafts of stuff, and it's never in the right order. It's always like kind of organized weird. So go in and do an audit and reorganize things, including your tags and your posts and your categories and things, and it becomes sort of a more polished item, in which case Google is going to reward you for that. And that has typically always been the case. Todd Treseder, my good friend from financialmentor.com, he's also in a mastermind group with me. He delivered this amazing presentation a couple of years ago at FinCon all about the content audit that he did. He called it "How I Deleted a Third of My Content and Tripled My Traffic." And he actually came on the podcast, the Smart Passive Income podcast, to talk about this very thing. So you can find that actually, if you wanted to go deeper, Brad, into the reorganization of things and sort of the content audit situation, more than just the categorizations and the tagging, or anybody who wants to check that out, you can go to smartpassiveincome.com/session200. But specifically for the categorizations and the tagging, consolidate them, make them stronger and more robust. It's going to help you out. So there you go, Brad. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I look forward to hearing the results of this with your site. And of course, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day and the week from Herman Melville. And that is, "It is better to fail in originality than to succeed in imitation." Here, here. All right, guys, take care. And if you have a moment, please head on over to Ask Pat on iTunes. Just look up Ask Pat and leave a review if you can, if you have a moment. I appreciate it so much. Appreciate you. And I look forward to serving you next week. Take care, guys. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.